Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Cal Rosa Baseball Park. Brian Schlungen. He's on a relief of starter Ben Schrader, and Brian begins his third full inning of work. He actually came on with the walk, so actually he has pitched four complete innings so far. Aslinger make it three complete innings so far. Here in the seventh inning, he will face Max Tibbetts. And the first pitch to Tibbetts is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Tibbetts gives it a ride to left center field. Schlungen giving chase. In the gap, Michael makes the catch for the out.
The air is pretty heavy right now, isn't it?
It is. A lot of those balls just
dying up when they get up in the air. Yeah. Yes. A lot of moisture in the air.
One out, and here comes Brooks Marquardt. Brooks with the big blast of the night, the two-run homer. Back in the second inning, that gave the Express the 2-1 lead at that time. Tacked on a run since then. Count, one ball, no strikes. Brooks Marquardt. Brian Schlungen ready again as he delivers. There's strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Fouled at the plate. And the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Schlungen kicks and delivers. And the pitch bouncing up to the plate. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Schlungen, and Marquardt takes low in the count full at 3-2. Leadoff hitter Austin Rulli on deck. The kick the pitch, and Marquardt pops this one up. Shallow right field. Going there is... He caught that. Tanner Arsenault caught that. Running away from the infield. I saw a little snow cone. He was able to hang on to it. What a catch by Tanner Arsenault.
That's a highlight reel, Tanner. Put that in your scrapbook.
Absolutely. Big catch for Arsenault. Two down, and here's Rulli. Two outs. Austin Rulli so far tonight is 0-3.
Boy, Tanner went a long way for that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. There's a strike call to Rulli in 0-1. Three runs, six hits, and an error for the Kimball Express. One run, three hits, no errors for the Martins. Pitch a call, strike two, and 0-2 to Austin Rulli. So the winner will qualify for the 2020 state tournament being played in Springfield and Melroy. They'll play again next weekend on Friday night. The loser will play again next Saturday against an opponent to be determined yet. One ball, two strikes, the count to Rulli as Schlungen's pitch missing outside and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch a little bit outside and the count full now 3-2.
I don't think Brian and Kyle are just too happy with a few of these calls.
Jim Thielen behind the plate tonight. Nick Burchett on the bases. These umpires had a game before this, too, already, as Rulli will pop this up, fouling out of play. And the count at 3-2 yet. Three balls, two strikes. Brian Ryan Schlungen kicks and delivers, and really another foul to the netting. Count stays full at 3-2. The count. Swung his pitch and really swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Express in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played seven here in El Rosa. 3-1, Kimball. We're back in a minute.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we make our way to the top of the eighth inning here in El Rosa. This is a winner's bracket game. And for the St. Martin Martins, the top of the order, and Brian Schlungen leading it off. Brian was at the plate last inning when Derek Cole got caught stealing. First pitch to Brian is a ball high, 1-0. Pitch missing again, and 2-0. There's a strike called, and 2-1 now to Brian Schlungen. Two balls, one strike. Zach Dingman chops this one slowly to third. Scott Marquardt in, throws to first in time to get Brian Schlungen. Boy,
wow,
that old veteran Scott Marquardt can still make it happen, Donnie. He plays such a deep third yet, and he comes in and makes a play on the grass like that.
Charging that baseball like that and throwing on the run, he's still got it yet, doesn't he?
So one down, 5-3 on the putout. Comes Scott Schlungen. Scott's had a tough night at the plate, 0-for-3, three strikeouts. The pitch is high for a ball, 1-0 to Scott Schlungen.
Tell you this, Zach Dingman is throwing a gem of a game, isn't he?
He is. Very good game. Pitch is a strike called and 1-1. Kyle Leeser on deck for the Martins. Stick around after the game. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player will receive a $10 gift certificate they can redeem at Albany and Richmond A&W. One ball, two strikes. That's one out. Pitch to Schlungen, and swing and a miss. So Schlungen is out on strikes for a fourth time tonight.
Zipped that one right by Scott Schlungen, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
The fastball in the outside corner, tailed away from him.
Nine strikeouts so far for the left-hander. Here's Kyle Leeser at the plate. The pitch to Kyle is a strike and 0-1. Nathan Schlungen waits on deck here in the eighth. The ball, one strike, and Leeser drives it to left center field. Giving chase out there is Rulli, and he'll make the catch. That is the center fielder actually making the catch for the out. That is Brooks Marquardt, and that will do it. No, that was Austin Rulli. So Austin made the catch out in center field, and that will do it for the Martins in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 7.5. It's Kimball 3, St. Martin 1. We're back in a minute.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
3-1, Kimball leading St. Martin here in the bottom of the eighth inning. I think the Martins have any defensive replacements now. They're going with their squad that they've had on the field most of the ball game, with the exception of Avery Schmitz, who went in for Matthew Schlungen. We don't know what happened to Matthew there, but then Tanner Arsenault came in to play second. Nathan Schlungen moves to short. Kyle Leeser's behind the plate, and Brian Schlungen begins another inning on the mound. All three runs charged to Ben Schrader right now as Schlungen set the face. Scott Marquardt. Scott has had a good night, 2-for-3. And the first pitch to Scott is a ball, 1-0. It'll be Marquardt, Adam Beyer, and Ben Johnson here in the eighth. 3-1, Kimball lead. Scott swings and misses. Strike two.
I think that ball moved from right field over to left field.
It did. It just jumped.
It's just moving.
0-2.
Like a bog on the lake, isn't it?
It is. And Marquardt will follow this to the backstop. The count stays 0-2. The ball, two strikes. The kick and the pitch. A little bit high, and the count 1-2. 1-2 the count. Pitch two. Scott Marquardt is a ball, and now 2-2.
Ah, the good old days, right, Randy?
Yes, indeed. 3-1 our score here in the eighth inning. And Scott takes high for a ball. And now the count is full. 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Schlungen ready on the mound, and the pitch high, ball 4. So, down 0-2, Scott Marquardt works the count and picks up a walk to lead off the eighth inning. Bring Adam Beyer to the plate. So Adam Beyer stepping up to the plate so far tonight. Adam Beyer is 0-3. And the pitch to Beyer is a ball, 1-0. 1 ball, no strike. St. Joe winning tonight, from what I can see here, 14-5. Going is Scott Marquardt. Here's the throw to second, not in time, and Marquardt in with a stolen base. One ball, one strike, the count to Adam Beyer. We'll begin our region baseball coverage tomorrow morning right around that 10 to 11. Scott Marquardt on at second. Nobody out here in the eighth. Brian Schlungen looking back to Marquardt. And the right-hander comes home, and Beyer drills it to left field. That's going to bounce in front of Michael Schlungen. Marquardt's going to dig for home. Here comes the relay to the plate, and I think he's out at the plate. He hangs on to the baseball,
yes,
and Marquardt is cut down trying to score on a relay from Michael Schlungen to Scott Schlungen, and Kyle Leeser takes a little hit at the plate as he one-hopped it at the plate, and out was Scott Marquardt.
Perfect relay, wasn't it, Randy? Third baseman to the catcher.
So that's a single for Adam Beyer for the Express. What is that, Don? Is that seven hits? How many do you have for Kimball tonight?
That would be the seventh one, I believe. Yes,
seven hits for the Express. And here's Ben Johnson at the plate.
I did have six.
Yep. 3-1. Kimball with the lead. They were making a bid. We got a pinch runner in for Adam Beyer over at first base. As Ben Johnson drives it to right field, Schlungen giving, or actually making Schmidt giving chase. And that's going to just be foul by about 6 feet down that right field line. Ball will come back into the infield. Trying to get a number on that young pinch runner for Kimball.
Look like a speedster, didn't he?
He's scooting around the base paths.
Number 14. Nick Gustafson.
Nick got into the game earlier today, too. Game against Spring Hill. 0-2 the count. Nick Gustafson. He takes his lead with one out. Schlungen's pitch to Ben Johnson is low for a ball. And 1-2 now to Ben. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. On deck, it's designated hitter Joe Penritz. And Johnson swings over the top of the Schlungen pitch, and he misses strike three. The two outs. And Joe Penritz to the plate. Joe, 1-for-3 tonight. Base hit back in the third, and the pitch to Joe is a ball, 1-0. The count. Gustafson is lead at first again. Schlungen works from the stretch, and Penritz will follow it to the netting, and the count, one ball, one strike. Cade Marquardt on deck. One ball, one strike. Brian Schlungen ready again on the mound. His pitch, and this is a shot to center field, and catching up to it is Cole to make the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Express in the eighth. No runs a hit, no errors, one left on. We played eight in El Rosa. It's Kimball 3, St. Martin 1. The Martins coming up in the ninth. We'll get to it in a minute here on KASM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell, this is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM
107. If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com. or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, the last at-bats here for the St. Martin Martins. They're hoping to get the eveners, the even runs here in the top of the ninth inning. They trail 3-1. Zach Dingman has gone the first eight, and he has pitched so well. He has struck out nine through the first eight, giving up just three hits and one run. That one run coming in the first inning on back-to-back doubles. Nathan Schlungen at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike to Nathan. It'll be Nathan Schlungen, Avery Schmitz, and Michael Schlungen, the scheduled hitters, and looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter for Avery Schmitz, too. Count two, Nathan Schlungen at two balls and a strike. Pitch two, Nathan is low and outside, and the count 3-1. Thing with just being down by two, Don, you get a guy on, you always have to tie and run at the plate.
Yes, you do, Randy. You don't want to walk this first guy.
3-1 to count.
Puts the pressure back on, everybody.
Zach Dingman fires, and Nathan Schlungen takes that first pitch, a bloop to left field. Matt Dingman coming in as he dives.
Wow.
Matt makes the catch for the out.
What a nice play.
Absolutely. A beautiful catch by Matt Dingman through the fog. Out in the left field, makes the catch for the out. Pinch hitter here looks like number 27 for the Martins.
Looks like Brady Gable.
Brady Gable up to the plate. Batting for Avery Schmitz. Avery had gone 0 for 2 since coming in for Matthew Schlungen. And the pitch to Brady Gable. It's a ball, 1-0. Here's Gable, a shot to second cleanly. Actually, Tibbetts bobbles it a little bit, but picks it up. Kind of fell right between his legs, and he's able to throw out Brady Gable, 4-3 in the putout, and the Martins down to their final out. We'll see Michael Schlungen step up to the plate. 3-1, Kimball, top of the ninth inning. Coming up, our A&W postgame show here on KASM, Albany and Richmond A&W. Stick around for that. Also recap our ball games today as Schlungen follows it back and out of play in the count 1-1.
What inning did Brian Schlungen come in?
Brian came in back in the fourth inning.
Oh.
So he pitched the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh and eighth, so five innings. 1-1 the count to Schlungen, and he'll pop this one up in the infield. Ryan Marquardt at short, calling for it, and makes the catch for the out, and the Kimball Express headed back to the state tournament with two wins today over Spring Hill, and tonight beating St. Martin 3-1 are their magic numbers, because they beat Spring Hill 3-1 and now beating the Martins 3-1 tonight for St. Paul in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score, 3-1 Kimball.